Voters in the Persian Gulf state of Bahrain last month gave overwhelming approval to a new national charter that promises greater freedoms. After 26 years of authoritarian rule, many in Bahrain now have higher hopes for the future. Kate Seeley reports from Bahrain's capital, Manama.
In a village outside the capital, Bahrain's emir, Sheikh Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, gets a hero's welcome. Children toss flower petals at his white limousine. Women ululate in joy over the arrival of the man who put this country on a path of democratic reform. Since succeeding his father in 1999, the 49-year-old emir has moved rapidly to liberalize a state where dissent has long been harshly suppressed. Assistant school principal Najat Al-Khawaji says Bahrain's 400,000 citizens are deeply grateful for the changes.
There is a few steps that happens in Bahrain, makes everybody very happy here. Democracy and then equality, freedom. This is what we always wanted and insisted on it in Bahrain.
Bahrain's new charter calls for a constitutional monarchy, a partially elected parliament, and an independent judiciary to be set up by the year 2004. It guarantees freedom of expression and religious belief and gives women the right to vote and run for office. The emir tells an enthusiastic crowd that the charter will make Bahrain a better country, but only if the people put aside their divisions. The country has a need to unite, he says, to continue this march forward. The emir's father suspended Bahrain's first and only freely elected parliament in 1975, concerned about threats to the country's stability. The move sparked unrest here. The village of Bani Jamra was one of the hotbeds of opposition to the government. Today, its whitewashed walls still bear graffiti criticizing the ruling family's exclusive hold on power. 37-year-old Afaf El-Jamri recalls the years of unrest.
Our history is very, very dark. Some has been killed, some has been in prison. Every kind of terror they had.
38 people died during riots in the mid-90s at the height of the Troubles. Thousands of Bahrainis were arrested, including El-Jamri's father, a leading Shiite cleric. She herself spent time in prison. Most of the discontent came from the majority Shiite Muslim community. The Shiites have long resented the political and economic privileges enjoyed by Bahrain's Sunni Muslim ruling family and elite. But Sheikh Abdul Amir El-Jamri, who was released from house arrest just last year, says he's confident the new charter will ensure his community's political and economic equality. I have high expectations, he says, that all the things that happened in the past that denied the Shiites their rights are over. Bahrain's human rights situation has already changed radically. Over the past year, the emir has granted amnesties to some 900 political prisoners and invited back hundreds of exiled opponents. Sabiqa El-Najjar, the president of Bahrain's first local independent human rights organization, says her group has no outstanding complaints. Now, she says, its task is to ensure that the principles of the national charter are implemented.
There are people who are against what is happening now. They will try also to delay all what is happening. So we have to watch this to attract the attention to it.
Countries in the Gulf region will also be watching Sheikh Hamad's reforms. From Oman to Saudi Arabia, ruling families wield near absolute control over their country's political affairs. But in recent years, under pressure from their citizens, the Gulf monarchies have started to tolerate more political participation. Qatar recently announced it will establish an elected parliament in the next 18 months. Even arch-conservative Saudi Arabia has allowed more political openness with the establishment of a consultative council. Economist Aziz Abel says the Gulf monarchies see Bahrain as a test case for the challenges of greater democratization.
If we have this experiment implemented properly, probably that will give a good indication to the brothers in Saudi Arabia or in the Gulf. And they will welcome probably the change, because I'm sure they would like to change, but they would like to change in a peaceful means without affecting the stability of their country.
Still, concerns remain about just how democratic Bahrain will be. Despite its promise to grant more political participation, the national charter clearly states that the emir remains Bahrain's ultimate authority. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Manama, Bahrain.